Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, it's time to Fast Forward. Welcome to the future of almost everything in Wisconsin on the upswing. Now in for Jeff Sherman, here's Steve Glenn and Martin Moore.
Welcome to the Upswing. I am Martin Moore, my co-host Steve Glenn. We're in for Jeff Sherman. He's off today. Boy, I haven't hosted 620 since before COVID.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, back at old Radio City. I gotta say, they definitely leveled up the distractions with like the massive TV and the screens everywhere. Like, I feel like I'm in the space shuttle.
A podcaster yes. bothering
it's,
you over
it's
here.
It's huge. Yeah. I just want to get right into it. This show is about the future of everything. A lot of times we talk about Milwaukee, but specifically, I want to talk about Visit Milwaukee's new logo
yes.
and new branding, and just spend some time on the future of Milwaukee, because there's a lot of stuff happening with the RNC coming here, with
yes.
you know the Bucks in the playoffs. We're getting a new pro soccer team. Just all the development and businesses. Steve, you know a little bit about the new Visit Milwaukee logo and branding. Why don't you run us through
I do.
All that?
Yeah, and I'm gonna. So this is really Jeff. We miss you, buddy.
Yes, we miss you.
We miss you.
You're here in spirit.
And so this is kind of like for me a little bit of teachers out, and I got a sub, and
we're the substitute teachers.
But yeah, so let's back up a second. Like, from a brand vision identity perspective, this city, our city, is in a huge transition right now. Huge. And so you touched on a couple of things. I've got, you know, future of topics, ideas now that I can take over a little bit here. But the mayor's big bold vision for what Milwaukee can be, what the city can do, what we can achieve, and what we can build. You mentioned Visit Milwaukee's brand. You know, our largest force for promoting the city just unveiled a new identity, and how they're going to pitch Milwaukee to businesses, conferences, tourists, you name it. Milwaukee Day just happened. The biggest, most successful Milwaukee Day in history.
Was it? Where do you find metrics for that?
I put them all together myself.
Gotcha. So, yeah. What, do you have anything specific that...
I've just saw literally thousands of people out around the
city.
Did
you do anything?
Yes, we had a huge, huge party at New Barons and Twisted Path.
Nice.
It spilled into the streets. It was as close to a block party as you could get without having an official block party. It was amazing.
It's so cool that the city celebrates its identity and just kind of like its history and everything. On a day like that, like, I love it. It's so cool.
And how lucky were we that we got a 75 degree sunny day.
You know how I celebrated 414 day? I went on a really long bike ride.
There you go.
Which my butt regretted the following three days.
You took advantage of what the city has to offer from that perspective, which is awesome.
Totally. So Visit Milwaukee, you know, yeah. they released their new logo and their new branding.
Yeah.
What do you think, just to kind of set the listeners up for when we get into this next segment,
yeah.
what do you think, why did we do this? Why did we need to rebrand the city? For tourism and business.
Yeah, I think a lot has changed in the 20-ish years that since the last, I think, identity was born.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time to sort of refresh and talk about the things that where this city is going and what we're doing today is very different. So we need to start talking about that. And I have to say, I'll tease this up for this next segment. I'm neither excited nor disappointed. I'm right in the middle right now.
Right. Yeah. You know, when I started vlogging in 2015, the city looked very, very, very
yes.
different than it does now. And so after this next break, I want to start talking about some of the things that have happened in just in the last decade and
sure.
where that's going to sort of take us into the next 10, 20, 30 years. So that's coming up after the break. I'm Martin Moore, Steve Glenn. This is The Upswing.
Woo.
Welcome back to The Upswing. Before the break, we were talking about 414 Day and just celebrating Milwaukee. And now I kind of want to get into just the future of Milwaukee. As the listeners know, I've been to all 50 states. Last year, me and my wife, Jen, just finally visited Hawaii for our 50th state. And every time I go to a city, and I've been to basically every major city in the United States, yeah. when I leave, I always think about how does that city make me feel?
Yes.
And so I think about that with Milwaukee and, you know, with this new branding and celebrating the city. How do we want visitors and businesses and people who live here to feel in Milwaukee? So I guess my question to you, Steve, is how does Milwaukee make you feel compared to other cities, maybe like Chicago or L.A. or New York?
So I've got so many answers to that question. I'll try to keep
that. Boy, that's a loaded question.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, I'm a guy that I came from nothing, and as I grew up and began to experience the city and share ideas, this place has embraced me. It embraces ideas. It embraces those ideas in any direction from anyone.
Sure.
So I have a deep, deep passion. Now, when I think about other people, and I think about, you know, you're talking about visitors coming to the city. My mission...
Because that's where the money is.
Yeah, right. And my mission and my work through Experience Milwaukee Podcast is to make visitors feel like locals, locals like regulars, all before they even step into any place or area of the city.
I like that.
And I think, you know, when we talk about the brand and the feel and the experience, visit is on a path to get, I think, a lot of the city moving in a very positive direction. Who else needs to play a role in the brand of the city, right? Because Visit is just an...
Sure.
Not just, but Visit is an organization within the city. How do we move all of that forward?
I think a lot of it comes down to just ambassadors of the city, cheerleaders right. of the city, people... I don't want to, like, pat myself on the back, but people like me, people who are making videos or, you know, musicians and people who are recognizable that are going to draw people into the city for whether it's music events or maybe they own a restaurant or, you know, like the Top Chef stuff.
And, right.
So I think to answer that question, the ambassadors of this city really, I think, hold and fly the flag for this city and kind of make it what it is and get people interested and eyes on the city.
Right.
People like Giannis, you know, for the Bucks. And I don't know. That's how I've always felt about it.
I don't disagree. I'm with you on that 1,000%. And I see the business improvement districts as sort of the where the rubber hits the road and how you experience everything around these neighborhoods that we love so much.
And I mean, experience is really what it comes down to. Like when you visit a place or you work in a place, it's, you know, it's that experience. How do the people make you feel? Sure, like you could have a good meal or a good mixed drink or something like that, but it really comes down to, in my opinion, the people. How do the people make you feel? And Milwaukee is just one of the most welcoming, hospitable cities I think I've ever been to. Not just because I live here.
And think about how much happens like in the Baird Center, right?
For sure.
How many visitors come to the Baird Center, whether they're from the state or out of the state. And Marty Brooks put it really well when I talked with him about this, interviewed with him on this topic. He made sure the experience for his employees was amazing so that it translated into an amazing experience for those who come to our city or come to events and go to the Baird Center.
I love that.
And they take that energy out into our community. And so when you talk about the people, this city is full of people that make sure every day, every meal is fun.
Yes. How do you brand that? How do you market that? How do you teach that?
That's a great question.
You know?
Yeah. And I think, like I
said,
that's
a TED Talks is what that
is. Yeah. I think it will have to be broader than where we are with Visit.
Sure. It's more than a slogan.
Right.
It's more than a logo.
Yes. And it has to include Visit did a great job of including a number of stakeholders in how they approach this project and voices of Milwaukee. Our city, I think, is broader than visitors. So how do we go down that
path?
Well,
there's education.
Right? Yeah.
There's innovation.
There's the business, as you mentioned.
Absolutely.
You know, what I love about it as an entrepreneur, we're building this plane as we're flying it.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is super fun.
Absolutely. I've always so thankful. I've said this to people before. I'm thankful that we live in a city that isn't dying per se. You know, Detroit is a city that kind of went through a really, really rough patch, losing, you know, a lot of automotive workers and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Milwaukee is, I mean, I couldn't think of a better city to want to start a new business in or try something new, because the playground is massive. The stakes are very low, and basically the sky's the limit as far as what you can do in the city compared to you go to somewhere like L.A. or Chicago or New York, where everybody is trying to compete for the same sorts of things. There's a lot more competition, where in this city you're kind of just free to
create,
do whatever you want, experiment.
And you get a lot of support.
Absolutely, absolutely. All right, so after this next break, I want to talk about the future of Milwaukee. We have, you know, a new pro soccer team coming, RNC coming. What is the future of Milwaukee look like after the break? Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Martin Moore, Steve Glenn. We're talking all things the future of Milwaukee. I am so happy for like the first two segments, if I sounded a little weird or you heard noises, this stupid headphone cord was like dangling and tickling my arm. It was driving me absolutely insane. And I came up with a nice little hack to get it out of my way. So we're talking about sort of the past, present, and future of Milwaukee. And now I kind of want to get into the future. Visit Milwaukee's new slogan is fresh flavor forward.
Yes.
I don't know what they mean by that or what their intentions are behind that, but I want to break those three things down and kind of talk about what that means for the future of Milwaukee. Yeah. So the fresh part.
Like, what does it mean to us, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, fresh. Milwaukee's fresh. Like,
Fresh Prince?
Fresh Prince.
Fresh Fish?
Fresh Fish.
Fresh Flowers?
It is, in a lot of ways, a blank slate.
Mm.
And even though we've got a very rich history and past, you can come here with fresh ideas.
Absolutely.
You know, and you can make them your own. And guess what? The positive, I see this word as a positive for Milwaukee, which is Smallwaukee and how connected the city is. You can get it done.
Absolutely. One of the things that I've always appreciated about Milwaukee versus other cities, you know, that, you know, I talked about in the last segment, like L.A. or New York or Chicago, is I don't feel like there's this rat race here that there is in other cities. And so, you know, when I think about the fresh part of this new slogan, this new branding, I think about that. Like you said, it is sort of a blank slate. And as a business or an entrepreneur or a creator, you can basically do and try whatever you want in this city.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Agreed. And I think even as someone who works, say, for a company, a lot of people are moving back to the city because it is fresh.
Absolutely.
It is very much a city you can have a fresh, new kind of perspective on how great life can be and how livable life can be in a city.
Milwaukee's also a very affordable city. Everyone complains about I don't like paying more taxes, but it's not that bad in the grand scheme of things.
Right. And if you think about how expensive it is in some of the other areas around the country, Milwaukee's really great.
San Francisco, San Diego,
Chicago.
Okay. So fresh, we tackled that.
Yeah.
Next one, flavor. I'm assuming that has to do with food.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Do you think Milwaukee is a food city?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Why?
Because of the density of restaurants around the city. And the variety.
Have you seen a lot of new restaurants popping up since? Because we lost a lot during COVID. Like, it makes me very, very sad. I remember, what was it? Fox Bay in Whitefish Bay, Rumpus Room downtown. Like, those were some of my favorite places that closed. Have you seen an influx of new restaurants popping up since COVID?
Yeah. You know, the Lazy Susan, which was an amazing spot over there in Bayview, has a new restaurant in it now. The name escapes me. But there are a number of new concepts that have come about. Mm. There are, thankfully, a number that we have loved for a long time that made it through, and a number that are up and coming, growing, you know, places like the Edison that are new, that are going to make great impact on this city.
Absolutely. One thing that's always bugged me about restaurants in Milwaukee is just the lack of them on the lakefront. We have like Harbor House, and there's like that little tiki bar on Bradford Beach.
Yeah.
But that is something, and we're going to get into sort of the future of summer in Milwaukee after the news at the half. But one thing that's always bugged me is just the lack of restaurants on the lake. Like, I love going to Harbor House and sitting at the bar and having like some mussels and just like just soaking in the view. And there's just not a lot of places unless you want a hot dog or a corn dog or something like that. There just isn't a ton. And so I kind of want to get into that after the break. Yeah. And then finally, forward. What is the forward thing? What does that mean to you?
Where we go, where we're going, where we're headed. And I hinted.
That was an obvious question.
But I hit it. And thanks for setting it up like that. But as we're building this plane, while we're flying it, this brand is moving forward. And we've got a lot of great things not only happening today, but on the way.
Absolutely. And one of them is going to be what we can do with the lakefront in the future of summer in Milwaukee.
The mayor's vision.
Yes, absolutely. So we'll get into that after the break. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Martin Moore. Steve Glenn sitting across from me. Steve, do you play any instruments?
I play the bass and I hack on the guitar.
Do you really?
Yeah, don't recruit me for your band. I'm retired.
I just started playing my guitar again. I haven't played in like 10 years.
Yeah.
I played piano, guitar, and sang. I just picked it up and I've been doing these like little Instagram stories where
we should hang out a little bit.
We should try once. Yeah. Drink a little bourbon, play a little music, dazzle each other with...
I've got
some
like
mediocre at best song.
Yeah, I've got as just having recently taken over marketing at the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, I have this like renewed energy around music and from all genres and talent. So watching these kids play is just incredible.
I finally got to go. Me and Jen at Koss, we get like free Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra tickets pretty much every week. We get like a little email. Me and Jen went there a few months ago for the first time to the new venue. My goodness, it is nice. If you've never been there.
I haven't.
You haven't been there?
No.
Oh, man. It's great. Get there early, go to the bar, and then pop in. And we saw the best ones are like we went to go see Star Wars, Back to the Future. Oh, it's so dumb. And they'll, like, they'll play it. Like, you watch the movie and they'll play it.
I saw The Godfather that way.
Really?
It was amazing.
Oh, it's so cool.
And I had never seen that movie before that.
Godfather? I've never seen The Godfather, period.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure a bunch of people are going to text in and
yell at us.
So before the break, before the news, we were talking about, Visit Milwaukee's new slogan, fresh. What was it? Fresh?
Flavor
forward.
Yeah.
And sort of talking about the future of Milwaukee. And I wanted to get into the future of summer because I hate, if you follow me on Twitter or any social media, pretty much all I do from like November to March is complain about the weather. I hate winter. My favorite part about winter is watching the snow melt. Like, I can't stand it. I don't ski. I don't snowboard. I don't do anything. And so for me, I thrive in the summertime.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about Milwaukee is there's so much to do with the lakefront. You got baseball games. There's lots of, the Milwaukee night market. There's all kinds of events and stuff. What does the future of summer look like in Milwaukee? And I know we have Summerfest and we have the whole new – by the way, how do you like the new Summerfest format?
I have to say I do like it.
Do you?
I think it works out really well for like weekend fun.
Sure.
And the format, when we've been talking about tourism this entire show so far, and I think Visit's work is pushing us right into the best time of the year, and it's and it's a great time to have a new positioning of this brand. But the format of Summerfest, which is 3 weeks, 3 weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, for 3 weeks, it lends itself perfectly for people who want to come and stay the weekend in Milwaukee.
Sure, sure. It makes it much more accessible.
Yes. Yes.
Than having it during the week.
I do miss those weekday fun days of, just kind of letting loose and watching live music and having a few drinks.
Sure.
On the grounds. But I really like this format. And then you can take Sunday off.
Absolutely.
Yeah, recover.
I like
Monday
it.
Work.
Summerfest is obviously a big part of summer. And having it now being 3 weeks sort of extends that experience. What are some of the other things you think this city lacks as far as things to keep you occupied in the summer? Because like some of the things I love doing, one of the first things that I do to kick off summer is when MKE Boatline –
Yes.
Does their first like little cruise that goes down like the river and then out into the lake. Oh boy, me and Jen are the first ones on that thing. Grab a little cocktail. But you know, is there anything that you really enjoy or you'd like to see expanded on, or something we don't even have that you've done in another city on a trip or just visiting in the summer that you think Milwaukee lacks?
I think what I love, and when you talk about how you set this up in your disdain for winter and the snow, I actually have this year for the first time come to appreciate winter for the very fact that it keeps me a little more grounded a few months of the year. Otherwise, if every day was summer in Milwaukee, it would be a mess for me.
I'd be in heaven.
Yeah.
I'd play a lot less video games, I can tell you that much.
So one of my favorite things is patio eating and drinking.
Yes.
And I think over the past few years, when we talk about Fresh Flavor Forward, I think over the past few years, right, Milwaukee has upped its patio and rooftop game
big time.
And what if I have to be like selfish and not appreciative of it, which I'm not, I would say more music on those patios would be even better.
Nice little jazz band.
Yes.
I love that. One of my favorite places that I go to that I take like all my friends on like little friend dates is Blue at the top of the Pfister Hotel. That nice 360 panoramic view. I think it's on the 26th floor.
It's up there.
And I remember thinking, like, because I remember the restaurant at the Hyatt when that closed, that spinning one?
Yeah.
Blue was like the only place that had a view. And then like the Kimpton Journeyman opened up their thing. Yep. And now there's all kinds of like rooftop bars.
Central
and restaurants.
Standard has a beautiful 100%. Rooftop.
Yeah. That is an experience thing that, you know, what we were kind of talking about before the break. How does Milwaukee make you feel? That's one of those things where you can go up to a restaurant and have a good meal, have a great craft cocktail, and then just kind of soak in the views of the city.
Right.
And that's the sort of experience that you want people to have when not only living here, but traveling here, you know? Because if you're in just some rando bar in Omaha, Nebraska with no windows, like that doesn't, you don't really get that. You're not experienced the city. Yeah,
day.
Exactly. And so, yeah, you're totally right. More rooftop and patio restaurants and bars would absolutely be very huge.
And you led us into the break on this topic. And what I love about all the rooftop areas is you can see the lake from most of them.
Yes.
And you talked about
if you're facing
more,
east.
Right. Got to turn around. But you talk about doing more with the lakefront, right? I think that's a huge opportunity in the future for Milwaukee. What more can we do to leverage that beautiful lakefront we have?
Absolutely. And that's what I want to get to after this break is the lakefront, because I'm on the lakefront pretty much
all the time,
4 or 5 days a week in the summertime. And I have a little bit of a wish list that I kind of want to get into for the future of the lakefront. And I'd be curious what the listeners think too.
If they
have anything on their list for what they'd like to see for the lakefront, because I feel like it's still just complete untapped potential.
Yeah.
Like, I love that there's massive parks and lots of trees and all that, and I don't want to rip any of that down and build a bunch of condos, but I think there's an opportunity that I want to get into for some restaurants and for
entertainment
all kinds of things.
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil it, but we're going to get into that after the break.
Cool.
All right. As you know, on Thursdays on The Upswing, we like to give away a gift card for the Mineshaft Restaurant in Hartford and Oshkosh. It comes complete with great pizza, a place for the parents to relax and hang out while the kids are having fun on their own in a huge game room. Caller number 7 on the WTMJ talk and text line, 855-616-1620, is all it takes to win a gift card to the historic Mineshaft. And a friendly reminder that Thursday is a feature buy one, get one free pizza. So, Steve.
Yes.
We were talking about the future of the lakefront. I was distracted by the people.
We got people out.
This is, again, for the listeners, if you just tuned in, I haven't hosted a show since before COVID. There are so many distractions with this TV, the window. I feel like I'm in a fish tank, and like people are
And you, what did you say? It was like feeling like you just dropped your groceries and.
Well, yeah. So like, I have my laptop. I'm writing notes. I have all these screens I've never seen, buttons and stuff. I feel like I was like walking out of Aldi with my groceries, and like the bottoms just gave out, and I'm trying to pick up everything.
And everyone's just watching you.
Right, right, right. No one's helping. Exactly. So you know, we were talking about just the future of Milwaukee, the future of the summer, and one of the big things for me is the lakefront. I'm always down on the lakefront in the summertime, and. I feel like there's a big opportunity to do something more with the lakefront and celebrate it more because it is, in my opinion, just a giant park, which is great. You don't want to fill it up with skyscrapers and buildings and mess all that up. But I do feel like there's an opportunity to take some of that real estate and do some things with it. I'm not talking about like Navy Pier in Chicago,
right.
But there's definitely a lack of restaurants. And I remember I was invited to. Did you ever hear the Lakefront Gateway Plaza?
I've heard of it.
So that's what was basically proposed. And maybe this is maybe the listeners know if this is something that's still
text in the works.
It's basically this giant. Public bridge that's going to go over Lincoln Memorial. It's supposed to connect like the Contour area with Discovery World and the Art Museum. And it was this huge like white bridge that had like trees on it. I think there was like a little water thing. There's ice skating rinks, some cafes. And I remember when I saw just the renders for that, I was like, that's what we need. Mm-hmm. Because right now the lakefront is just so closed off from the rest of downtown. Like if you're a tourist and you want to try and get to the lakefront, you have to cross Lincoln Memorial.
That's a game. That's a game of Frogger.
100%. And so I think there's some opportunities to build on the lakefront and get people, make it, one, easier to access, and two, just more things to do other than just grab a beach blanket and, you know, eat some chips and drink a beer.
Yeah.
Is there anything on the lakefront you feel like is lacking just as far as like infrastructure or restaurants or entertainment or anything that you'd really like to see?
So infrastructure for sure, because it unfortunately is a pathway for commuting to and from work instead of a pathway to experience the lakefront.
Absolutely.
And especially during the week or maybe specifically during the week, to make it more bike and walk friendly.
Yes.
It's got some great aspects today. But to make it more friendly for bikes and walkers so we can slow it down.
Absolutely.
And just enjoy it. The other thing I think about to what you're saying is it seems like people go to the lake for an event.
Yes. That's
it. And leave.
Mm-hmm.
They go there. They watch the air show. They leave. And so how do we get them to come and just hang out and mingle or see it as a way they can spend their day and have enough to do?
Absolutely. And it's like, if you're not going to the Art Museum or Discovery World, which I get those are on the lakefront, but that's not really your
it's not a lakefront experience.
Exactly. Bradford Beach can be as... I'm 43 years old. Not that I don't like being around college kids, but like that can be intimidating if you're a tourist or even if you just live here and you want to go and like have a nice family day down by the lakefront, by the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just jam packed with like bros throwing footballs
and volleyball.
And, yeah. And girls twerking. Yeah. Like it can be intimidating. And so
you feel like you don't necessarily fit.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. And so how can we sort of break that up and create more little pockets for people where they feel like they have a place, whether that's just a little area to have a coffee,
a date,
watch a little band, watch a magician or a puppeteer or something like that. So I want to get into that after this next break about what can we do with the future of the lakefront to get people to come down there more than just to hop in Discovery World or the Art Museum or, you know, go drink on the beach, because I think there's some big opportunities to do a couple things.
For sure.
And just to get down there, you know, the future of public transportation and getting around Milwaukee in the summertime and getting to the lakefront. We're going to get into that after this final break. I'm a huge Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros fan. I love every time that song gets played, I love it.
I'm a huge fan of our producer of this show.
Yes, big time.
I'm just... could not be a bigger fan.
We got a couple great texts here that I want to read from the 262. My observation over my 60-plus years as a Milwaukee area resident is that we are not fresh nor innovative, and that we often greatly lag adopting new trends that emerge in other cities. But that when we finally eventually catch up or catch on, we do it better, and the benefits persist much longer than elsewhere. So I don't see us as creative innovators as much as experienced implementers and enhancers.
Wow.
I like that. That was a mouthful. I'm surprised I didn't mess that up.
You didn't. You did it perfectly.
They're totally right, though. You know, we aren't the first to do something, but when we do it, it's kind of like we're like the Apple of
right. Yeah.
Of cities. Same thing.
Let me. I do have a take on that, and it's this. I think that's what Visit Milwaukee is working to help us with,
yes.
Which is we don't want to be that anymore.
Yeah.
And how do we move forward in this? Some of this messaging and feel and mm-hmm. emotion is what Visit is helping us get to.
And start some trends.
Yes.
Be the innovators of the big cities.
And if you were something, why can't you reinvent? Why can't you rethink?
Right.
Why can't you take a fresh
Ooh.
Perspective forward?
Look at you.
With some flavor.
Are you in marketing by any chance?
I've heard of it.
Another one from the 262. Lakeshore Park needs a permanent food, drink, restroom structure,
yeah,
plus better access.
Yes,
absolutely. I couldn't agree with that more.
Right.
You know, we were talking about before the break the future of the lakefront,
mm-hmm.
And you know, getting to the lakefront is something that is a giant pain, and getting around a city in general is a pain, and that's something that Milwaukee has really
any city, right?
Any city. Something Milwaukee has only recently started embracing,
yes.
with. The Hop, and now with the Contour, the Hop is the new Lions going down to the lakefront.
Yep.
They're expanding bike lanes. I mean, we have the Oak Leaf Trail, but that doesn't really get you around the city. But yep. I've seen some like dedicated bike lanes.
Yes.
Only emerging downtown. For you, you know, the mayor has a goal of getting 1 million people in Milwaukee.
It's going to take some infrastructure
changes. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of infrastructure changes. You always hear about people saying tear down 794. What do you see the future of just transportation in Milwaukee in accommodating all those new people, whether it's foot traffic, mm-hmm. Whether it's bike traffic, whether it's vehicular traffic? Is that how you say it? Vehicular?
That sounds right. I don't fact check on the radio.
Right.
That's a good question. I think...
Because that's a lot of people. That's like almost... Double the population.
I think we'll definitely need more of sort of the micro transportation methods.
Some more bird scooters.
More scooters, yeah. But I think about parking downtown in this way. Where can you park that then you can leave your car there and get around the whole city?
For more than 2 hours.
For more than 2 hours.
Because if you're visiting a city... One thing I can't stand when I go to like Chicago is having to pay like $75 for a parking structure for the whole day.
Yes. There are neighborhoods you can park and then Lyft
mm-hmm.
or whatever. Pop your bike out of the back of your car and get going.
Sure.
And you can enjoy the city for the whole day.
Sure. One thing that me and Jen always do, especially if like we want to go out to dinner downtown, there's a lot of places we like to go to by Cathedral Square,
yeah.
is we'll go park by Intermodal.
Yes.
Because there's plenty of parking over there. And then we'll just, in air quotes, hop on the hop.
Hop on the hop.
And then that can basically start to take you all around the city. And it's one of those things that I didn't, like, I gave the hop a lot of flack when it came out because I was like, it doesn't go anywhere. But then once I finally started using it, you know, to its strengths and advantages, I was like, okay, this kind of works. Like, now I don't have to drive around for 25 minutes looking for a parking spot. And so I think that's going to be a vital part of the future of Milwaukee and just getting around. Because... Milwaukee's growing,
yes.
and so like the hop may not have made sense when it first came out, but I think in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, it's really going to start to make sense as it expands, as the city expands.
One of the biggest hacks, one of the most important pieces to our transportation infrastructure in this city,
mm-hmm.
not just the Steny shuttle, all bar shuttles.
Sure.
They're amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I've used them before.
They get you everywhere. And they are, like, literally from any neighborhood, you can find a shuttle and get around the whole city. That's where you go and park.
Right.
Get in this. Just find a way into the city.
Right, right.
Whether you're going to the sporting event or not.
All right. Final question. And this is going to get the listeners riled up because this is a great question for Twitter.
Oh, boy.
Future of Milwaukee transportation, 794. Tear it down, yay or nay. Where are you?
No comment.
No comment?
I like it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Driving on it, or you like the way it looks?
I like all of it. It helps me get into the different neighborhoods. I know the debate. It actually helps me get into the different neighborhoods a lot faster and easier.
Sure.
Yeah.
I could care less. Yeah. I mean, I'm on 794 every single day during the week, and if I see 10 cars on it, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So I could care less. But I do get the argument for it, like, because I've always felt like the third ward in downtown, sort of like there's like this line, which is the freeway. And if you're a tourist, I don't know, it's kind of off-putting. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thanks for putting up with me and Steve. Jeff will be back.
We miss you, Jeff.
When is Jeff on tomorrow?
I hope so.
Yeah, well...